T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You just heard Sean Payton announce that he is stepping away as the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. Welcome in to Sports Talk here along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, NFL and college football analyst Mike Dottilier. I'm Christian Garrick. About 90 minutes of, I think, Mike, about as real and genuine of Sean Payton as I've seen since he's been the head coach here in New Orleans.
Yeah. A lot of times, I have coaches in my family, so I can speak from this. They rarely open the curtain. He opened the curtain today, showed you, told you what he was feeling. And so it's, okay, it's going to be a big change. You can say, well, it's a smooth transition, whoever they are. If it's Dennis Allen, or, you know, who I suspect. And Sean sort of tips you a couple times on things. No, I wasn't contacted by the media. And I called my agent, okay? Okay. The people in charge don't necessarily call you. They call somebody who works for you. But I think it was his emotions of the day, him telling you his thoughts on that the road had run to an end, and it happens for everyone one time or another, and it's time to move on to something else. And listen, I went through it myself. You know, I was in a profession for 28 and a half years, and I made the decision to leave. And you could say, oh, well, that was easy. The one thing Sean's right about, retirement is overrated. You get bored quick. But, you know, I had other things to fall back on. And he will have it, too. And he will be in a booth. He'll be in a TV booth. You know it.
He did not rule out returning to coaching.
And I think he will one day. I think he will return to coaching one day. I've said this story a few times that I was – at a coaching clinic, and Bill Parcells was there, and people were talking to him about coaching. And he said, my one thing about it is coaching's a narcotic. You never get it out of your system. You know, you always think you got another year, another coach, another deal to fool with, and you get lured in. Dick Vermeil was sort of the first burnout candidate. Mm-hmm. He went in the booth for quite a number of years. Bang, he's back with the Rams. And then, oh, I burn out again. Next thing you know, he's with Kansas City, coaching the Chiefs. The one guy who didn't do it was Madden. John, when he left, he didn't come back. And John admitted he got probably 15, 18 head coaching offers during that time frame. So I think Sean will be in the television booth. And the thing with the Saints is they have him under contract through the 2024 season, which means that if somebody comes swooping in 2023 or 2024,
they gotta compensate.
You have to compensate them.
Yeah, you know, another thing that he referenced quite often was COVID, to be honest with you. He was a little frustrated by, you know, he mentioned jokingly about the Zoom calls and his angles of his face, and he mentioned that he wants to get in better shape. And I think that this is very
common. It
takes
a toll on your health.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you,
yeah,
it does.
It takes a toll on your mental and physical health, yep. I would imagine.
No question about it, Christian. And I think you get a certain age where if you're in your 20s and 30s or early 40s, you can bounce back from that very quickly. As you get a little older, it gets a little bit more difficult to just kind of snap your way out of it. And you feel as though you need a little bit of downtime, but then you become bored. Okay, everybody.
Mine's like his get bored easily.
And mine too. Now listen, I retired on a Friday. I was bored on the Monday. And I had things to do. And I had other jobs offered. Now, I never told anybody. Only my wife knew about it. She was the only one. I never spoke to anybody about I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And so I'm like that today. But I think what you heard here was him sort of tipping off a little bit about I'd be great in the TV booth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's telling you that's where I'm going. The Dennis Allen comment sort of tips you off. And the fact that I'm not ruling out coaching one day. Okay, you take all that into perspective. I think he, at his age, late 50s, couple years away, he'll get some really nice offers, can sort of handpick what owner he would like to work for. What quarterback situation he has. And I think the most telling thing was him referencing back to Drew Brees sort of over and over again.
Yeah, he saw a 1 year without him. And also,
you know what? This is reality.
And not to mention, they're $70 million over the salary cap this year. So he's facing a little bit of a rebuild. And Sean Payton has always said, we don't rebuild.
Reload.
Reload. And they're not in a position to reload this year. They're just not.
And I think that had he tried to return, I think he would have had assurances that I'm not staying with this quarterback group.
Yeah,
you guys, I'm just telling you now, we're going to go out and get us an established starting quarterback. None of this Jim Plunkett pie in the sky stuff that, oh, it happened to Jim. But how many others? Other than Nick Foles, look how this quarterback run has went for Super Bowls. Mannings, Brady, Brees, Rodgers.
Mahomes.
There is a reason. There's a reason that happens. With Nick Foles, that was out of the ordinary for that to happen. Really was.
Mike, would Doug Peterson be on your list?
No, he would not. He would not. I think the two guys to watch, and we talked about Dennis Allen. The other one I would want to talk to is Aaron Glenn. Because I know in his time here, in speaking to coaches that have coached with him, players that have played for him, is that he's an it guy. One day, he's going to be a head coach. He's got the it factor. He was a player. You respect that. And you look at him, okay, he's 5'8", okay? But look at the career he had in this league. He's able to relate well to players. And for what he had at Detroit, he did the best he could last year with the talent that he had. So I think the two names you're going to hear over and over again over the next week and a half, is certainly Dennis Allen, Aaron Glenn. Now, again, two defensive coaches. But I think Dennis is the front runner. I think Sean sort of is tipping you and a heavy front runner for the job. But Aaron Glenn would be somebody that I would have a lot of interest in because people that have been in this business of coaching will all tell you one day, that guy, remember, you're too young for this, but they had a TV show, That Girl, and it always would kind of start with That Girl, and they pointed toward Marlo Thomas. One day, Aaron Glenn, he's that guy. He's going to be a head coach, and I think a good one in this league.
All right, we're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to step away and come back. Sean Payton spent 90 minutes, and he didn't like the word retirement, but announcing that he was stepping away as the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. And this is not a funeral. Nobody passed away. All right. This is simply a coach stepping away. So I'd like to keep it as positive and as upbeat as possible. Weigh in, though, your thoughts on Sean Payton announcing he's stepping away as the Saints head coach at 504-260-1870. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby, Mike, and Christian, Sean Payton announcing that he is stepping away from the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, held a 90-minute press conference. You heard it live right here on the home of the Saints, WWL. We got Bobby Hebert in with us. And, Bobby, I guess I'll ask you the same thing I asked Mike, and that is, that was about as candid as I've seen Sean Payton or I've heard from Sean Payton in 16 years.
Well, he's been pretty good with the media as of late. I know he's been straightforward with me. I don't know because I'm a former player. And he goes, man, you know where I'm coming from. So I've never had
and
a problem.
He knows you'll never repeat anything.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. And the thing is, he knows that I would have his back. You know why I would have his back? Because he's that freaking good. Oh, what are you talking about? Are you just, stroking Sean Payton? Sean Payton? Oh, my God. People don't realize, you don't realize what you don't have till they're not there, like Drew Brees, the combination. Okay, all I know is right now is going to be the challenge for the Saints and like a number of organizations. You don't want to be the man to replace the man. I'm going to feel sorry, whoever the next coach might be, the expectations, to live up the consistency of being a winning coach like Sean Payton. Sean Payton to New Orleans and the Saints organization is like Don Shula to the Miami Dolphins. Or the Dolphins are still looking for the next Don Shula. Man, I was playing when Don Shula was coaching. I mean, think how long that is. Now, you just don't know. Another thing.
Think about Cowboys post-Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to go more traditional, like even Vince Lombardi. The Super Bowl trophy is named after Lombardi, right? Okay, the Packers. What did he think of Vince Lombardi? The mystique of Lambeau Field. Where that all started? That all started with Vince Lombardi. Now, he went on going to the Redskins that have success and all that. Sean's just recharging his battery. I'm telling you, if you look at Bill Parcells, John Gruden and all that.
It's the same. It's right out of Bill Parcells' playbook.
And what I would hate is like 2024, 2025. Damn, Sean Payton's coaching the Cowgirls. He might be coaching Dallas. I don't know where he's going to be. But I think him being part of the media, to me, that's a slam dunk. That's a no-brainer. But Sean's not retired. Now, if he was 68 instead of 58, I'd say maybe because he's not going to be a lifer. He's not going to like Joe Paterno or whatever. I'm going to coach till I die. I don't think Sean, the way he's made, is that he doesn't want to do that. But, again, he's only 58. But look how Gruden lasted on Monday Night Football. Look what he parlayed that into with the Raiders. Okay, you look at Bill Parcells, all the different places that he ended up coaching.
He just never lasted as long as Peyton did in one spot.
Right,
but think
right.
about just recently. Bruce Arians left Arizona, goes do TV for a couple years. Hey, I'm back in Tampa.
No, listen, Sean, that's why he don't like the word retire. No, he's just refocusing. 16 seasons is a long time. I look at Jeff Fisher. I want to say he lasted 17 seasons. He was part of the transition, the Houston Oilers to the Tennessee Titans. And that didn't end well for him. But he still parlayed that. He ended up going to the Rams. But if you look at it, his mentor, Bill Parcells, rarely stayed in one place longer than 3 or 4 years. So that has surprised me that Sean even lasted this long with the Saints. Now, Sean
number
signed,
nine was here.
Sean, yes, exactly. I don't think if you had a Russell Wilson or you would have an Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson on the Saints team.
He'd be here.
Yeah, Sean's not going.
He wouldn't have had that press conference today.
He is not going anywhere.
Guys,
exactly.
Let's just put down a few bucks. The next head coach won't be here double-digit seasons.
Oh, that's an easy one.
That's an easy one.
No, because the NFL—
Ain't nobody going to take that bet?
No, like Coach Moore, I want to think he lasted like 9 years. If you last anywhere like close to a decade, you're doing an outstanding job. Let me tell you why Sean Payton is awesome. Again, people don't like this because this is facts. This is stats. It's facts. It's not an opinion. Because this is what freaking happened. It's not like, okay, you just say, what? No. Sean Payton and the Saints organization, Sean Payton and the Saints ranked first in NFL history. What? Okay, now listen. First in NFL history in both points per game, almost 28 points a game, and right under 400 yards a game. That's the best in NFL history. Among all coached team combos with at least 5 seasons together. So, again, if you look at you want to be entertained, I'm supporting a winner, you look at points, yards, it didn't get better than this in Saints history, NFL history, than what Sean Payton and the Saints have done. Now, if you look at it, Payton and Drew Brees, their 15-year relationship yielded the second most wins by a head coach and quarterback duo, only behind, you know who they were trying to marry in the 21st century? Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady is first. Drew Brees and Sean Payton is second. Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger is third. Now, this is kind of old school. You know who's after that? Well, that's all household names. Don Shula and Dan Marino, then Chuck Noll and Terry Bradshaw. Top five winning duels, head coach and quarterback. So, listen, it's unbelievable what Sean Payton has done in the Saints. I think, truly, can you come close to repeating that? Now, you would have wanted to win more Super Bowls in 2011, the Nolan no-call. We should have been, for sure. I'm not pie in the sky. At least three Super Bowls. We had that type of team, if not four. So Sean Payton's a living legend, and I don't know what his future beholds, but I know he's a winner.
We'll get to your calls. Also, Lance Moore and Zach Strief next hour. Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Sean Payton announcing today he's stepping away as the Saints head coach. Full 90-minute press conference earlier today. We'll talk about it. Also, next hour, Archie Manning and Zach Strief, Saints assistant offensive line coach, former Saints play-by-play man. Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. We roll on here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.